Wicket is shaking and hyperventilating in the corner. We'll tell you why.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Don't you take something for your anxiety, Wicket? Can you take that now?
Can I drink White Claw on the air?
Okay, that's what you take. Okay, gotcha.
That's my anxiety medicine. It comes in a 12-ounce can. It's white, generally flavored with black cherry. So there is a story out, a poll found that 43% of us have unread texts that we haven't responded to. The average is 47 unread text messages. Also, the average person has 1,600 unread emails and that icon shows on their phone. I said, hey, Heather, how many of these are on your phone? And you showed me, and you sent me a screenshot of it, which I've posted on the Laser Facebook page and on Twitter. It would cause me incredible anxiety to look down at my phone and see 29 unread, unopened text messages, 686 unread emails, and 12 missed calls. And that number, that icon, is just popping up every time I unlock my phone. How do you do that? How do you not immediately go through, read every text message, check every email, click every missed call? How does that not drive you insane?
It doesn't. I mean, some people, it's just like a personality type thing. I mean, some people clean a little bit every day. Ugh. Some people clean once a week. I, you know, clean out my phone once a quarter.
Oh, God.
Probably, if I'm being honest. Whenever there's a company holiday, basically, and I'm sitting around at home, like, I should work because it's a Tuesday. And I'm not celebrating whatever, Columbus Day or whatever it is that we have off randomly. So I'm like, ah, I know what I'll do. I'll do hybrid work, which is clean out my work email.
Oh, what's funny about this is on the Facebook page. And 244-1033, are you like Heather? Do you just leave the icons of unopened emails and missed calls and missed text messages just sitting there? Because I'm at 0, 0, and 0. What's great on the Facebook page, Heather? People have taken screenshots of their phones as evidence.
Right.
Like Christy is with you. She has 322 missed Pinterest messages.
Yeah.
24 missed calls, 43 missed text messages or unopened text messages.
That the Pinterest thing, is it definitely messages, Wicket? Because like if I did my TikTok right now, like I look at TikTok frequently, but there just happens to be 15 things that happened on TikTok between this morning before the show when I looked at it and now. So a lot, it's a notification thing.
Michaela, one of our favorites. Michaela calls the show all the time. Michaela has 28,982 unopened emails.
Wow.
That number sitting on my phone, on the desktop of my phone, would make me cringe if I ever saw
that.
That's
an intervention level.
Michael has 1,200 emails, one missed call, one missed text. Most of these are iPhone users, too, by the way. Amber has 49 missed text messages and 18,000 unopened emails on her phone desktop. We look at our phone 96 times a day. Just seeing that would drive me nuts.
Here's why they show up that way, though, Wicket. I'm scrolling through with the texts to say, you know what all the missed ones are for me?
Andy Hall.
It's our stupid system that we have for security. And I know that we need security.
We need to be secure. We don't want to get hacked.
Don't get on me for that. But, you know, for us, and I don't know if it's like this, or you have a business computer, but if you log into the computer,
they want a two-step verification.
Yeah, so it's like all of my missed ones are the use verification code for authentication. And it pops up on my phone. I see it as the note, like, yeah. Boom, there it is. Type it in. And then I don't actually click on the text. So if it makes you feel better,
please click on all these little... Mark them all as red.
Red verification. Here, look.
I see them now. Good. 244-1033. Are you Team Heather or are you Team Wicket? I can't have any notifications still pop up. It doesn't matter if it's an app, a text or an email. Heather just lets them roll.
Oh, this other one. See, this one I wanted to save for later. Please rate your service experience from my car service. You can't rate your experience right after you leave. You don't know how well they did. You have to wait like 2-3 weeks to make sure that they really fixed your problem.
244-1033. Give us a call. Or send us a picture on Facebook and Twitter at Laser1033.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and rate my service right now. The Laser. And every iPhone has an approximate number of unread emails to the tune of 1,200.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Wicket keeps his device clean. I do not. Laser, do you have unopened texts or emails?
If I do, it's just a really big hurry running out the door. But I'm totally Team Wicket.
What is your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, you got to get rid of those messages, those notifications.
Oh, you know what else? You know what else is going to happen if Heather, you know, doesn't clean up, you know, every once in a while?
What?
You're going to miss the important stuff.
Yes!
In there. Mix in the mix.
Right, exactly. Like, in between all these political messages I get sent to me is something important from, like, my boss, Andy Hall. Like, I wouldn't want to miss something from Andy Hall.
Yeah.
But I, you know, in between, it's like Instacart, U.S. Bank, here's your car update, all this crap.
Right.
That's your own fault, Wicket, for signing up for too many things.
That could be. That's true. Hey, Sandy, thank you for the phone call.
Laser, we've got one vote for super clean phone Wicket. Zero for me.
You're dirty.
Where do you stand?
I'd have to say I'm on Team Wicket.
Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of those notifications real quick, right?
Right. This is your favorite garage door tech, Greg, by the way.
Oh, what's up, Greg? He fixed our garage. We actually moved like 3 weeks later.
Hey, I can take care of your new garage door as well, Wicket.
Greg and I were texting. Guess what? As soon as I got that text from Greg, I knew to click it so it wouldn't just be sitting there so I could then reply to Greg. Greg works over at Heckland Doors, man. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You too.
Okay, Wicket.
Greg is a huge Laser fan, by the way.
Good.
Big fan of Andy Hall.
I feel like Laser is what we can all agree on.
Well, you can get notifications from the Laser app. You know what would drive me insane? To see the notification still there when I open my Laser app.
Oh.
It would drive me nuts.
I read those right away. That's the one thing I have no notification.
47 unopened text messages, 800 unopened emails, but nothing from Laser goes unopened.